Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the hard-hitting news of the day.
News. News.
This is news or nope.
It's news or nope. Should I bring back the nope? Or do we just let everybody just tell their stories?
I would love to be told nope when you're no longer interested.
Okay. That might happen today.
Yep.
Who's kicking?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Welcome. Rihanna is pregnant with her third child. She announced the news at the Met Gala.
Did she not just...
Oh, her second was less than a year after the first?
She's like...
Yeah, because the second was announced at the Super Bowl halftime.
Wasn't
right?
that the first?
Was that the first?
And then suddenly she like had a second?
Mm-hmm.
I think and now
she wasn't
she's
announced at the Super Bowl thing. She was pregnant as hell.
No, she's
She.
No, I saw the picture. Like, she's not announcing. She's like, she's...
Well, that's the thing. It's been quiet. No one has known. So that's why
okay.
it's...
Okay. But like, who's she with?
ASAP
Rocky. Rocky.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they're not married.
No, they're not. But he was fighting, I think, some gun charges, and then he got off. So I could imagine they were probably celebrating.
Okay.
And that's why they got pregnant?
Yeah.
Would be happy.
Yeah. I would also be trying to get Rihanna pregnant. I mean,
this is three kids in 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this economy?
Okay. Well, Rihanna's got a little bit of money. Okay, that's lovely. Do we know what their other kids were?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like gender wise or
yeah, like yeah, boy girl, like
oh, okay. Yeah. RZA is I think the oldest. RZA.
Yeah.
RZA,
I'm trying to find the timeline.
This is one of those things where I've heard this conspiracy theory and it is stupid to bring up right now, but do you think celebrities tell us their kids' real names?
Like, yeah.
Did Gwyneth really name her kid Apple, or is that she was just like, I'll just tell him that, and then the kid's really named Jennifer?
No offense to celebrities, but I don't think they're that smart.
You don't? Like,
no.
Do you want to throw them off the tape? Like,
but
North.
Then every interview they do, they have to talk about a fake name. Like, it's too much.
Kind of, because then the kid kind of can live in anonymity. They go to this preschool, and it's like, I wonder if that's Apple. It's like, no, my name's Jennifer. Like, there's a good conspiracy theory there.
Then the mom coming to pick him up.
Yeah, but you probably send John Favreau instead. Or somebody else from, he's from Iron Man. It's okay, I just did a whole ender. How about I hit the thing and then, there we go.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
There is one phrase that will ruin your relationship. So this is more of a PSA.
Hold on. Mm. Will you marry me?
Oh, my
gosh. It's ruined all of mine. I'm so alone.
That's a third for today, slacker.
Oh, all right. My God.
The phrase is, I'm just going to go ahead and tell it.
The phrase that will ruin your relationship.
That will ruin.
Hold on, don't say
okay,
it.
Okay.
I bet I say it.
You bet you say it?
Yeah.
Like you say, you think you say it to your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
But in a funny way.
I bet you Tiak doesn't say it. His relationship's so rock solid that I bet he does. Whatever it is. Because you guys are very calculated in your building your love, making sure you don't say the wrong things. You communicate well.
They're very intentional.
That's the word I was. Yeah. Thank you for mansplaining what. Or
well, because I was like, calculated seems like maniacal. Right. But it's not that.
We're plotting. Yeah.
Okay. So what is it? I'm sorry. Okay. None of us can guess.
Okay. Okay. The phrase is, why can't you be more like insert another person's name?
Oh, no, I don't say that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know you're saying this, Aaron. No.
I am failed marriage boy. I would who says something like
that's
that?
That's apparently mean. Enough that there's an article about it.
But are you saying, who fills in that blank? So, be more like my ex, be more like my mom?
My coworker, like.
Or maybe you have, well, Slacker's not in relationships, so that's bad. T-Hack and his wife have maybe best friends who are a couple, and T-Hack is annoyed and is like, why can't you be more like the
Sheila.
Best friend?
Yeah. She's fine. You know, she lets him go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
Horrid. I don't think I've ever said this ever.
So top scientists had to get together to come up with, that's a bad thing to say? That seems so obviously bad.
Sure,
like, nobody in
the
this
people
room.
At CNBC, a psychologist named Mark Travers.
Okay. Okay. If this is news to you, welcome to News or Note. You're an idiot. Don't ever say that to anyone. Like as a boss, as a lover, as anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if it was said to me though. I think if it's said to a guy, I'd be like, oh, I could learn. Like, what do you?
Oh my God! Hack.
What if your kid said, "Why can't you be more like so and so's dad?"
Yeah, I could. Oh, maybe he's home more. I don't know. Oh. Right?
Wow. Oh gosh,
we should let you go. That's home. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As long as we're talking about the Met Gala.
Hey, real quick. Mm-hmm. The producer before you was Little D.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you be more like Little D?
Stop. Oh, stop it. You know that for like the first year, he was like, "What if they fire me and they bring him back?" Like.
You're supposed to say, we would never. Go ahead.
Stop.
Good evening.
I love you so much, Tiak. Please marry me.
Since we're talking about the Met Gala.
You ruined the relationship.
I know.
Zendaya had a big engagement ring.
Oh.
At the Met Gala. She dated.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. She's had one
Isn't
before.
She dating Spider-Man?
She's engaged. Yeah. And that happened like in January. And there were pictures then too.
At a movie premiere, right?
Yeah. She was in an orange dress.
Oh.
This is, my headline says she debuted the massive engagement ring. So it was the first
well,
time
maybe
we saw
it's
the
a
ring.
New one.
Yeah.
Little D just texted and said that story's been out forever.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.